We're here with Hannah Clark, who's performing and coordinating costumes for Scottish Opera and Club Noir's Night at the Opera evening at the Fringe. Hannah, can you tell us a bit more about who you are and how you got into working in burlesque?
I've been working in costume for about 3 years, and I've been working for Club Noir for about 5 years. I started out at Club Noir just doing very small bit parts, and I make a lot of the costumes for the other girls at the club. I make all of my own costumes, and this is a perfect chance for me to go wild with costumes for the opera. So.
And you're going to be performing on the night yourself as well. Can you tell us a bit more about the kind of dancing and the sort of act you'll be doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I am going to be doing my zombie showgirl act. And I have a trumpeter on stage with me, and the act is basically he's meant to be charming me out of the grave with his trumpet. Yes, it's sort of a very spooky, very eerie, and I do very classic striptease. And then I try and attack my trumpeter, and he shoots me in the head, and that's the end of the act.
Very good. And so will you be doing this whilst running around backstage, getting people in and out of costumes and fitting people? And is it going to be a bit of a juggle on the evening?
It is slightly, but we are used to it being a bit manic at Club Noir, because we usually do more than one act, so we are usually running around like headless chickens trying to get dressed and ready for other acts. So I'm going to be dressing Nadine. The boys that are doing the opera parts are going to be very, very simple. They are just in one costume. So it'll be Nadine that I'm dressing for most of the night.
Okay, and can you tell us a wee bit about the costumes you've picked for Nadine and why you've gone for the things that you've chosen?
Yeah, the first costume that we chose, we wanted, because she's going to be doing this act with the two ballet boys, we wanted something that was going to be very sexy, but quite powerful, quite structured. It's quite a dramatic, theatrical act. So we wanted something that was maybe slightly period, but with a twist, a good Club Noir twist. So it's going to be a very theatrical costume, slit to the thigh, lots of crystals. And then for the second act that she's doing, we wanted something completely different, really romantic and floaty and girly, because she's doing a duet with Nikki Spence. So we're going to have something completely different for that.
Sounds amazing, very glamorous. Are you a fan of opera at all? Do you know opera before you've worked on the show?
Well, I used to work for Scottish Opera on a regular basis backstage, so I've been part of many operas that they've produced, and yeah, I absolutely love it, especially the really dramatic, theatrical camp operas with amazing costumes.
Which is not unlike some of the costumes in the acts at Club Noir, which some people might find to be a bit of a surprising crossover, but also there's something kind of similar about them in some ways.
Yeah, there is. I think because burlesque by its nature is so theatrical, there is definitely a crossover there. You're going to see at the club, there are going to be girls doing acts from Club Noir in completely authentic period costumes, as well as really, really modern acts. So there is a very theatrical feel to the whole evening.
Sounds great. Well, thanks very much for talking to us, and good luck on the night.
Thank you very much.